second, the first 2 days are always the most challenging, sometimes irritating, but they actually show us, because we're here and now, that we have the strength to make it. And they help to increase our concentration, our spiritual willpower. At the end of the day, we always encourage the Yunmen Junction participants to make a little extra effort. And the line I was trying to read is to be like a hungry and crafty old mouse who's chewing at the corner of a bag of rice. Hungry to fulfill our spiritual yearning. Crafty because we have to figure out how we can keep at it. We find a way to get nourishment. So walking, standing, sitting in the chair or in your mat and cushion. If you have your beads, just walking around one time and doing your practice 108 times. Or sitting and doing 108 times. And as I said last night, it might be the wisest thing to just go to bed. That's what I'm going to do. And I don't mean it to be, it's really hard for me to do that because I feel like, of course, I should be staying up the latest or later. But I know that if I'm going to survive the rest of the time, I know what I need to do. Some of you may need to stay a little longer here and try, especially if you're younger than me, and that means every one of you. So, and when you get to bed, do hapcha of sincere heart. And do your practice, taking it to bed with you. Great Master Chinna, it is not that you cannot do it. It is that you do not.